Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, we hear from organ transplant recipient Jean Bryson. In 1975, while volunteering to donate blood, Mr. Bryson discovered that he had kidney disease, and in 2010, he underwent a successful kidney transplant at Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center. Today, he talks with Echo Network Program Assistant Kathy Perry about the challenges faced by transplant recipients and donors alike.
There's different kinds of categories of donation. There's a deceased donation, there's a living donation, and then there's the paired donations, which can happen. And there's also, there is extended criteria donation, which is a deceased donation of someone who's had, it's not as good a kidney, maybe in some respects you might say, because it's someone older than 60 is usually the first factor in it. And it's one that, so that it the life of that kidney probably won't be as long. And you can sign up, do you want that or not, or how you want to do it and all. And so when they called me, they had one that was for a patient of a 30-plus year old. I was third in line. About midnight, they called me and says, "You're up." And I had to get off my dialysis and get to the hospital. And went very well. This match for me was better than a sibling match. You've got to be somewhat of an advertiser about needing a kidney. It was a tough thing to do for someone that's kind of modest and doesn't want to go at that. But I needed a kidney. And I was operating a blog site at the time from China of my travels and such. So I put the information out there. My sister put testimonials about how she tried and how she would support and could help in any way. And I had two very close friends who went through details and trying their best to give a kidney to me, a living donor, which is the best way. The living donor versus deceased is generally the best. But anyway, the point there is that if you can find someone that can do a living donor, it's great. But it's not as easy to be a donor as sometimes as you wish it would be, and it's unfortunate. But many of them found, well, they were close to being diabetic. Not diabetic, but enough that they were not going to take their kidney and such. So it's a tricky thing. It was tough a lot of times when you think you have someone that's ready maybe to do it and your hopes get up. And as I say, it's not an easy thing to be a donor. But at the same time, if more people are at least active, it'll help. I looked at it this morning. There are 111,000 people in need of a transplant in the United States right now, this morning. 87,000 need a kidney. Okay, now if you think about that, 87,000 need a kidney. There were only 17,000 that were done last year. Okay, there are 4,600 patients that die every year waiting. I've been very lucky and very blessed with the kidney that I received him.
Well, you are the picture of good health and energy, absolutely.
I don't always have all the energy, but it's much better at least now than I'm sure I was.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.